It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In a week during which we're looking back at the legacy of September 11th, one expert sees an intriguing change in style on the part of Osama bin Laden. It wasn't just the neatly trimmed and dyed dark beard that bin Laden sported on the videotape released late last week. Fawaz Jurjis, who's a professor of Middle East Studies at Sarah Lawrence College, says the message from the man behind the 9/11 attacks offers a new twist in the ideological struggle for hearts and minds. Professor Jurjis joined us on the line to talk more about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you mean when you say that this is a new twist in the struggle for hearts and minds? Precisely what sorts of examples would you use?
Renee, what's fascinating and interesting about bin Laden's address is that it is the most ideological address since he embarked on his murderous career in the early 1990s, with a frontal assault on capitalism and liberal democracy loaded with Marxist and socialist terms. Instead of using religious language, he rails against the ills of economic exploitation, multinational corporation, and globalization. He tells Americans that your exploitative capital has basically made the rich richer and the poor poorer.
When you speak of Osama bin Laden speaking in Marxist terms, are you speaking in a strict sense Marxist terms, or are you speaking in a general sense leftist or anti-globalism terms?
Well, I'm talking about really leftist terms, socialist terms, anti-globalization terms. Osama bin Laden basically cites one of the leading American professors, Professor Chomsky at MIT, who basically has very powerful narratives against globalization and American foreign policy. Osama bin Laden does not really know much about Marxism. He basically is borrowing the language of the left that exists in the United States and also in Europe as well.
He also, as you've pointed out, mentions the burden of interest-related debts and then real estate mortgages. I mean, is he talking about the subprime crisis here?
Yes, absolutely. And this is really what's interesting about this particular speech. He not only talks about foreign policy, he talks about the social system, the political system, and the economic system.
When Osama bin Laden rails against interest rates, would that fold into Islamic belief?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, he tells Americans, if you convert to Islam, you basically free yourself from the shackles of interest and interest rates as well. Basically, it's an un-Islamic tradition. Islam, in an ideal type, Muslim societies, interest rates and interest will not be allowed.
Just one last question. Osama bin Laden has proved himself to be highly attuned to the value of symbols. And so this may seem like a silly thing, but in fact, much has been made of the fact that he appeared with a well-trimmed beard and a beard that's obviously been colored darker. How do you explain his difference in appearance?
I think there has been a great deal of misunderstanding by highlighting the dark beard of Osama bin Laden, which is actually an old tradition dating back to the birth of Islam. There is nothing strange or unique about dyeing his beard. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad dyed his hair and beard, and he also advised while at war that his commanders and soldiers dye their own gray hairs and beards to strike fear into the hearts of their enemies. Remember, he is trying to address the American people. He's engaged in a major ideological war against the United States. And I think the new look is part of the new image, and the new image is as important as the new message that he's been trying to send to the American people and the international community at large.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Renee.
Professor Fawaz Jurjis. His commentary, The New Osama Bin Laden, appears in today's Christian Science Monitor.